must be. The first one was just to a smaller group, I think.
You might be busy, but let's make sure we get that answered before we get to masks.
Okay, thank you.
For sure. If you don't receive an email, please let us know so that everyone can make sure their vote is cast. All right. So that's as we do that, also, let's go through the next order of business. We did have a open officer's position here at the station. As it stands right now, we do not have a treasurer. We've got chair, vice chair, secretary. We do not have a Irene, you have your hand. Go ahead.
That's okay. I hadn't gotten the email, but now I have it. I checked my spam box, and that's where it was.
Okay, great. We do not have a treasurer in terms of filling our officer's slate for the local station board. So with that, we extended out to each of the membership a call for recommendations or referrals for that position. I, to this date, I don't think anything's come back to me or Ellen except for a referral that I had, and I want to bring forward that individual here to allow him to address the committee and speak to his desire. And you all should have actually had a short bio on Tom Chase. Tom Chase has been a volunteer and a donor to the station. And he's somebody who I think has a very strong background and could be a asset to the organization. So I believe, Tom, are you on?
I am, yes.
Great. Tom, if you could please introduce yourself to the board and the larger community and kind of give us a little bit of your thoughts on why you'd like to participate and become an officer here or treasurer for the committee, for the board.
Great. Thank you. Yes, I've been volunteering more recently. I've helped with the move and some other things recently. I've been listening to the station since 1991, over 30 years since I moved to the DC area. I bought a receiver for my house since the old radio didn't work anymore, so I could listen at home. I believe in the mission. I have a background of working for nonprofits. I most recently have worked 16 years for the American Society of Civil Engineers, which has it's a much larger organization, but has a similar kind of structure with a parent board like the PNB, and then semi-independent groups. I was the director of one of nine semi-independent groups, and I worked mostly with coastal engineers and ocean engineers out of the larger civil engineering community. I had a separate board, but it answered to the national board, same kind of thing that you all have here. I had a budget. I had profit and loss within my unit, and worked on strategic planning, worked with volunteer committees, worked with volunteers. And so I've kind of been on a sabbatical for about the last year. I started to volunteer, get more involved in things that I'm interested in. And I've also been building skills in data analysis and some IT areas. So I think my background is a good fit for this position. I'm enthusiastic and passionate about the station. And I think I understand some of the dynamics with the national board and the local station, and also, you know, issues of membership and reporting and data analysis that I think could be of value to the LSB and the station and the broader listening community. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Tom, so much. And I have had an opportunity to talk to Tom one-on-one. And so I'm in agreement with him. I think his background, his patience dealing with the chaos over there at the move and all that, and, you know, really trying to stay organized is essential when it comes to finance. So anybody have any questions for Tom? Currently, Tom is our loan candidate. And if you don't mind, Tom, answering a few questions if the board has some for you. And then we'll move forward on determining if we'll be able to accept him as our treasurer for the ensuing year. I see Tony and then Eric.
Do you want the timer on this, Mr.
Yeah,
Chair?
Yeah, same minute 30, please. Yep. Thank you.
Sure.
Tony, you're up.
Yeah. Good evening, Tom. Thank you for being bold enough to step up to this position. You say you've been a listener since 1991. What programs do you listen to most?
I'd say the most is Tom Cole on Sunday mornings, G Strings, Miyuki following him, the funk shows on Saturday. I like Ethelbert on Thursday, Dave Zirin following him. I don't listen too much in the evenings. I like Tony Carr and, Jim Byers. I like the salsa and yeah, I like a lot of everything. I like it all, but I can listen to it.
Okay. I've been on the finance committee, probably for about 5 years now. I've been, volunteer at the station since 2010, and I've seen three treasurers come and go at the station. One of the things that that I expect from a treasurer is to speak up when they see any kind of anything that looks out of place. Just to let you know, this is what the listeners and the donors expect from the treasurer. Not just to talk about numbers, but also to call out anything that looks kind of strange, and to not just be transparent with the going ons at the station.
You have my commitment that I'll speak up and be transparent for sure.
Thank you so much. Eric, Michael, and then Michael Byfield, and then Minerva. Eric.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would say in the interest of time, but it seems somewhat academic here, there are no other candidates, Mr. Chair. Would it appear appropriate just to simply welcome, congratulate Mr. Chase and welcome him aboard and congratulate him. I see his last name is Chase. I'm assuming he's not related to the Rockefellers, but thank you for your interest. Thank you for joining the board. Welcome aboard.
Thank you. Yeah, I don't believe in like rubber stamping everything. I think that Tom and I spoke. I expected him to come here with a, you know, full, as Tony would say, transparency, and kind of talk about what he would like to bring to the table. I think that's important that all of us hear from him. And so that's what we're going to go forward with. We got a couple more questions, and then, sure, I guess it's academic, but it's important to get to know somebody. Michael Byfield and then Minerva.
Hi, is it Tom? Is that your first name?
Yes.
Yeah, welcome aboard. I echo what Tony Leon said in terms of just not rubber stamping everything. I think, you have a clear understanding of that. I like the idea that you were associated with, American civil engineer, in a nonprofit, organization. So I want to also welcome you aboard. And, one last question. Are you a Commanders fan?
Uh-oh, you just blew it.
Yeah, I mean, I wish they kept the name Washington Football Team, actually. I really like that name. But growing up, my dad was a Redskins fan, and my uncle was a Dallas fan. And so even though I grew up in New England, my dad was stationed at Fort Belvoir for a long time. And so I did grow up with the Redskins, but...
Hey, you have my vote. Okay.
All right. Minerva.
Yes. Tom, I also want to thank you for agreeing to step up and volunteer to be the treasurer. I would hope that as we move forward, because this has been a year or maybe a little bit more than a year where understanding finance has been very hard based on not having information and other things of that sort. And I have to give Kamal his kudos for being able to do the best he could with what we were working with. And also ask that not only do you share with the LSB things that you see in terms of what's going on, if you have better ways that we can do different things, and not just for the LSB, but also the PNB, that information would be greatly accepted and needed, because we need to work on bringing the entire network and our stations together, and everyone being financial, and keeping the funds there. And I will go down to you heard this evening the part about the outreach committee, not knowing where funds were, hoping as you move forward with us, you'll help us be able to identify when these funds come in, give us an idea of what was received. And, you know, the other question I have, and this is not for the meeting tonight, but for another one, how are these finances used so that we can begin to keep track and better understand and help our station be on track? I hear you. Thank you.
Sure.
Yes. Hey, Ron, thank you, Minerva. Ron, go ahead. Oh, sorry. Yeah, you have something?
Yeah, Tom wanted
to. I was just going to, you know, say absolutely. And, you know, I have thoughts, but I certainly want to understand the culture and what's going on. But I think, I appreciate the difference between, you know, or the balancing that has to occur between local control and creativity and autonomy, and the benefit you can get from best practices and standard practices and knowing what other stations are doing and, you know, kind of taking their good ideas and using them here too. So until I've gotten involved and dug around a little bit, I don't have any suggestions in that space, but I definitely will be looking to bring data forward so management can use it to make good decisions.
Perfect. Ron, and then we're almost going to circle back to our PNB. Ron.
Yeah, welcome aboard, Tom. Just wanted to say, you know, we could use your expertise. And as people have mentioned, transparency and, you know, and everything, I think it's also important that you speak up and acknowledge when things are going good, when the project is going good, when something is happening that that improves the station. And I'm sure you will, because that seems to be in your nature. And I'm also on board with you with the Washington Football Team. That's it. Not the Commanders, the Washington Football Team.
All right, Wanda, I see your hand. Go ahead.
Good evening. Hi, Tom. I just wanted to thank you for
being willing to accept this responsibility and to thank Kamau for introducing you. I think, as a treasurer, it will really be an asset to the station board to have someone that has experience outside of radio stations. I understand that you were with the Association of Civil Engineers, so I think that'll bring additional expertise in terms of your point of view and your ability to function in that role. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Dennis.
Yeah, I just want to see maybe if we want to see if there are any objections appointing Tom as treasurer. If there are no objections, then we can do acclamation in a democratic way. And if there are objections, then we'll vote.
Excellent call. Are there any objections to accepting Tom Chase as our treasurer for the ensuing year? Any objections? Eric, I see your hand.
Oh no, don't put that on me. Let me take this down right away. That's a legacy hand. Okay. Give me a second.
If Tom says from New England, if he's a Red Sox fan, I might need to consider this situation.
The Brady Bunch.
Right.
All right.
That too, Eric.
Hearing no objections, I welcome you, Tom, and get ready to dig your heels in and become our treasurer for this year. Really appreciate you stepping up. Thank you.
Thank you. I look forward to it.
Absolutely. And we'll get you connected to all the right people. I know you've been helping out at the station, so you know Miyuki and you've met Mo. So you kind of met the team. You'll have to connect with Satari and a few other folk, but we'll get you, you know, acclimated and ready to go. So.
Great.
All right. No, not a problem. You're welcome. Ellen, do we have a tally?
First, I need to know if everybody voted.
Okay. Has everybody voted? If you haven't or don't have the email, let Ellen know.
Mr. Chair.
All right. Sounds like, yep.
Just generally, we do this with fair vote or with a third party, impartial third party. It may become necessary for members to confirm their votes.
Well, let's see what happens, sir.
Okay.
Can I explain how I found out about OPA vote was through fair vote.
Okay.
And it was Ola years ago who was a chair who told me about it, and I contacted the company and they used to volunteer and come in.
I appreciate that. I'm just saying it.
Yeah, that was involved, that this is his company now. I do nothing except for put the information in, and then we get the results. I'm sorry.
I'm just asking that we can get a realistic picture of what occurred.
Oh, yeah. I sent it last time. There's a report that comes up. It's same as the vote before.
Okay.
It comes up, and then I send it. I emailed it.
Very good. Result. Thank you.
Okay, should I stop the voting then? Now, see, what I have to do is click on this thing to say stop voting.
Yeah, one more call. If you haven't voted, please speak up. Okay, Art, yep.
I didn't see the ballot sent out to me.
Okay.
Is there anybody else who didn't get a ballot?
I think Art's the only one. Can you confirm your email with Ellen? No, you get all the other emails, right?
Yeah.
That come from the board. Yeah.
Well, I checked twice to make sure it was the right email.
It's not coming from the board, apparently.
Right.
It's going to say OPA vote.
OPA. Yeah.
But it should be the same email address.
Yeah, okay. It is. That's what I put in.
Check your spam.
Yeah, I just did.
Well, if you don't get it, you could, if people trust you, sending me your response.
I will.
Well, he's gotta know, you know who the candidates are, right? You have that already. Yeah, he's got that. So.
Yeah.
If you're comfortable emailing, yeah, just email her directly.
And then you have to rank them, and it's only three.
Okay.
But I want to make sure everybody else got their emails, because I'll go ahead and click on stop the voting.
Did you say there's only three candidates?
Yeah, there's more than three.
Yes, there is. Right?
There are four candidates, but only three.
Three rank.
Oh.
Okay.
All right. Sorry, Ellen.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Let.
I'm sorry. I've been through a lot today. I'll explain to y'all later that I'm doing this, but this is helping me get through this night. This is.
All right. All right. Good. All right. So let's stop it, Ellen. Can we? And then Art will send you his tally, and then we can key up the relocation. The relocation voting has a missing. Is it relocation or mask?
Relocation.
I think you're okay.
Yeah, relocations.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Okay. All right. So relocation. Let me tee that up again. So how that committee works? There's three standing members. Always the general manager, chief engineer, and treasurer. So, Tom, you would be a part of this relocation committee. After that, there's four seats to be filled. There's seven seats to be filled after that. Those seven seats there are 10 candidates available to fill those seven seats, right? So what we have, we're not doing the ranked choice voting. We're going to have there should be a survey sent to each of you with the list of the candidates. And on that list, you select the seven you wish to participate on that committee. And from that vote, we'll get a ranking of who's going to be able to be seated. It's going to be a Zoom poll. All right, so it's going to come to you shortly here. We've put this together, so let me go here.
Who are the names, Mr. Chair?
Mr. Chairman, I...
Oh, we got some... I'm sorry. So I see Ron, Eric. Go ahead, Ron, and then Eric.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, I just want to implore you to have everybody mute themselves. One of the reasons why this is going a little longer than we have, because people are just calling out, ignoring the process. So that's all. You know, I think it would go for a smoother meeting if we just everybody mute themselves and raise their hands when they want to get acknowledged. That's it.
Appreciate that. Eric.
You know, that if this is going to be a rule, it should be done all the time, not just when it's convenient. But you mentioned, Mr. Chair, that we can, should, it wasn't clear if you said we can or should select seven candidates. If we only want to vote for one, two, or three, that should be our option as well. It sounded like you said we need to vote for seven.
No more than seven. Yeah, there's only seven available seats. I'm sorry.
Okay, I'm just trying to make it clear we're not obligated to select seven names.
You can put whoever you want there. No, you're not obligated, but seven have to be filled. So if you only want one person out of the seven to be seated, that's all you have to click.
Okay, thank you for clarification there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's not the same now as the ranked choice voting. It's just not a weighted situation where we're ranking one through seven. This is just up or down. You want these seven or you don't want, you know.
I'm just curious if I may ask, why is this not ranked choice?
It's a subordinate committee. The national board has a very specific bylaws as to how you're supposed to vote. So we follow that. There's nothing in the bylaws that requires us to do ranked choice voting here. So we don't. It's just a lot easier, and of course, there's no money involved. See, it's a free situation when we do it. I think it's up to three, either two or three, in the OPA vote. After that, we have to pay for it, so it just keeps the cost to a minimum, as well. So,
what are we going to do in the event of a tie?
What would you like to do?
I'm not the secretary.
Well, you brought it up. I mean, you got to have an answer. What
well, I mean,
like
if there, if there's a tie, I mean, it would appear that ranked choice might be a solution. I mean, there's seven candidates. The possibility of that happening is significant, or if not substantial.
Okay. Let me hear from Ellen. She had her hand. Go ahead, Ellen. I'm sorry, Ellen, are you there?
I am now. I was emailing you the results. Do you want me to go ahead and tell you the results, or just email?
Do you mean for relocation?
Yep. She's got. She's
oh
got,
no,
no,
I didn't.
Sorry.
I didn't
she's
vote.
Got the,
I. Oh no, 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 I didn't.
Hold on. I know we're just a little.
Okay.
Because we
y'all
have to
do
tally
what you're doing
everything
right now, and then I'll
no,
just.
I didn't get a ballot to vote for relocation.
Hold on. You're fine. And you shouldn't have yet, Eric. What Ellen is going to do, because I'm trying to keep us on pace a little bit and not sit around kind of, you know, quiet. And so what I did was tee up the relocation while she compiled what was happening with the director. So now she's got that information. Ellen, please email that, and then let's speak to the board now about what the results are. Go ahead. Ellen, you have the floor.
One moment. I'm still I'm emailing the results because I want you to see them too. And the email is almost finished. Okay, you should all have the results and all the statistics and everything. These are the winners: Julie Hewitt, Minerva Sanders, and Dennis Williams. Congratulations.
All right. So when the stats come through from Ellen, you'll see that. But congratulations to the three of you for being seated as directors for this ensuing year. A lot of work is being done and needs to be done. So let's operate with the utmost care and concern. First, for home base, PFW, let those votes be in our favor, and let's work hard to support them as well. What I will ask from you all, and this is kind of a little premature, but I'll talk about it here for a second. What we lacked here for a little bit is a kind of written reporting coming back from the national board. Communication from the national board, as I was on the National Finance Committee, is pretty lacking. And so what I'm asking from our directors is to come back to the body and, at least in lieu of a written report, have at least the most recent minutes available for distribution to our membership. I think that's really important to understand what's been happening during these meetings, what activities taking place, so that we can make sound decisions here locally. So if you all want to get together, however you all want to, you know, combine forces to make that happen, but it'd be really nice to make sure there's at least something in writing that the board can digest from the national board each time we meet. All right?
Chair, may I be recognized?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, I just wanted to respond to the last point you made. My last recollection is that the minutes are months behind, unless that has changed recently. So I don't know that they would be able to give you minutes. Maybe Julie can address that. But something in writing I think is fair, but I don't know if it would be minutes given the lag in receiving minutes at the PMB level.
I hear that, but minutes, motions, these things that seem to pop up on us, as if they've been done, you know, kind of in a you know, kind of just clandestine manner, it kind of pops up later on. I don't think that's fair to our membership
or
our local body, you know what I mean, in terms of management, that these things are imposed without any knowledge or information of it coming down to us. So I'm going to stress that each and every time that we get together, that there's something that should be able to come back to us when available. All right. So okay. I hear you on the months behind, but yeah.
I just wanted to say, Julie's a secretary. So maybe if she, or she was, I don't know if she will be this coming year, but she wants to address it, but that's the state of affairs.
Mm-hmm. All right. I have Wayne. Thank you. Wayne Robert Minerva.
Thank you, Chair. I would just like to add to your, to you asking for minutes, find out. I know the, position, does the position allow that our directors vote in the manner that we would like them to vote? Or can they just vote on their own, to their own liking?
So, I mean, if you want my opinion, I'll give you my
And
opinion.
I just
I
want that.
In the bylaws on this. Yeah.
What do the bylaws say? Because if bylaws say they vote on their own, there's no sense. This is not a discussion. So, you know, no. I just like to protect the interests of WPFW, and not necessarily to lean on to anybody's own interests, protect the interests of this board, all of us, whatever we come up with, right? But maybe it's just, I'm just asking you, if not, we can move forward. We don't have to hold up this meeting. It's late. I apologize.
Nothing in the bylaws that I said that I've seen that requires directors to vote according to what the membership or the body here locally says. However, my opinion is there's no reason for you to represent this body there if you're not going to, you know, vote in favor and in a manner that the majority sees fit. You know, there's a discussion that has to be had. If you feel differently than the body does as a director, have that discussion. Bring it to us. Let's talk about it. But it shouldn't be things done in haste and just kind of move forward. I really loved what Ron did, putting a pause on that last particular motion and said, hey, let's talk about it back here locally. So some of those things, and I would hope that our directors think about that as they move forward, that there are local concerns that may be different than this national body has seen fit to do, and that we need to have that discussion. Not that
thank
we're
going
to go opposite, but we should have that discussion.
Thank you, Chair.
Let's go forward. Robert, thank you. Robert, Minerva, Irene, Michael Byfield, Eric will close, and Vanessa, then we'll close there. Go ahead, Robert.
Okay, just real quick in response to Eric's question. I mean, if there's a tie on Vanessa, you're not muted, please.
Sorry.
If there's a tie on this vote, then I guess we just have to have a runoff election with whoever is tied at this point. That would be my first response to that. And in terms of what Wayne just said, I just want to remind everybody that we voted at the last meeting that the directors are directed to vote a certain way on this motion that's pending with respect to the management search committee. And, you know, that it was almost unanimous and binding. And unless there's something in the bylaws that says that they don't have to be bound by that, then that would be the ruling on that. And that's the will of the LSB. And I think there would have to be consequences if that was not followed. So that would be my opinion on that. I'm done.
Thank you, sir. Well said. Minerva.
Yes, and first responding to what Robert just said, basically, when you go to the PMB, you're looking at issues that impact the network, not just the station, but understanding the point about bringing back information to the station as to what's going on, that is something that has been done more this year than was done previously. And the members that go to represent the station I, for one, will do my best to make sure anything that's dealing with WPFW is thoroughly thought through and provided, and individuals are informed as to what's taking place. Now, there are some things that have historical data with it in terms of the PNB, and those things seem to keep cropping up even though we're trying to move forward on that level. But I should have started out by saying thank you for allowing me to come back to the PNB. But I see 2025 as being a very progressive year, and the board will be informed of what's going on, and any minutes or information that comes out, it will be shared. And that began happening this year in writing and so on and so forth. Thank you.
Minerva, if I could, what are you implying by saying some things that affect WPFW, some things affect the network? What's the difference there?
Well, the difference is WPFW has been, as long as I've been on the PNB, every time they talk about WPFW, WPFW is praised about its programming and things that it moves forward to do. The network, we have some locations that owe quite a bit of money to the Pacifica. And we're going through a process now to ask that whoever owes funds to the network be asked to repay some of those, because that means the other stations were covering them. So that's what I'm talking about in that manner. If WPFW was one of those groups, then I would be the first to come back and say, hey, what can we do to address this? So that's what I'm talking about, Kamau. What were you talking about?
I didn't say anything. I was just asking.
Okay.
The way you
okay.
were speaking,
well, did that
you
answer?
Implied that you can vote differently at a in terms of the network that we're a part of and WPFW. I was just trying to understand what you were implying there. But you're saying in terms of the money. I get it. Thank you.
Right.
Irene. Yeah.
I just wanted to thank you guys and let you know that I appreciate the opportunity of serving you last year. I got a lot of experience serving on the PNB, and it was a very interesting and learning experience. And as to what Mr. Bruce said, the PNB meets every other Thursday. You're welcome to tune in if you really want to know what's going on. Every other Thursday at 8:30, beginning this Thursday. It's an interesting process. And if you listen in, you'll learn a whole lot and understand that the decisions of the PNB is for the network as a whole, not just individual stations, but for the network as a whole. And if you go with the processes and the bylaws and understand what's going on with the bylaws and the processes, then you'll know you'll understand how the voting situation goes.
Thank you, Michael.
I want to address Mr. Bruce. And I empathize with what you're saying. However, about a year and a half, maybe 2 years ago, this very board representative voted against saving us $600,000 by in acquiring the festival center. This LSB, okay? So
okay,
a lot of times that's not in our best interest. But the PNB voted for it. That's it.
Okay, you're correct, but Michael, we can agree there's nuance there. We won't hash it out tonight, but there was definitely nuance in that whole situation. But go ahead, Eric.
Thank you. Michael literally took to, you know, simply because the majority of people want to do something. You know, a majority of people down there where Jim Jones was and wherever that country was voted to drink hemlock, you know. A majority of persons were against the civil rights bill being passed. You know, a majority of people were against Brown versus Board of Education. We've elected people who we trust to use good intellect and follow their judgment. I heard this phrase rubber stamp used several times this evening. You know, let's keep it real. We had a very controversial motion that came up a couple of years ago and it passed almost overwhelmingly and it was shot down virtually almost overwhelmingly at the national level. So, I mean, no, this is not a rubber stamp situation. We trust their judgment. That's why we voted for them, you know, and we trust that they use good judgment. That's why we elected them. It's not a rubber stamp. You know, that thing that goes down at the Capitol where the electors certify, you know, the right coming back to power, it's not the same. It's not the same. You know, a majority of people were against Loving versus Virginia. You know, just because 51% say it's okay doesn't mean it's okay. I'll leave it there.
All right. Vanessa.
A couple of issues. For better or for worse, this LSB votes what it perceives as its own interest. And in that light, it voted overwhelmingly to oppose the Festival Center, which was not supported at the PMB level. It is what it is. In terms of Robert's statement, I just want to reiterate that this is, I think, the only time I've seen that this LSB felt strongly enough about a particular motion that they instructed the PMB directors to vote against the motion, which would strip the LSB of the collaborative input on the mask process and basically give that all to the national office. That was an instruction. I concur with Robert. That was an instruction. And if it's not followed, there should be consequences.
Wow.
I will end with Ron, and then we're going to take our vote. You'll get a survey. I'll tee it up. You'll get a survey here in a second. Go ahead, Ron.
Yeah, I just want to say this. You know, I've been dealing with the PMB for a long time, okay? And sometimes, you know, they don't operate in our best interest all the time, okay? They have, you know, agendas. They have things that they're trying to do and push through. And these things affect WPFW. So, you know, protecting PFW is our primary charge. Okay. All this stuff about the network, you know, I've seen how the network operates and like this measure we had to vote on to prevent its implementation. You know, they didn't want us to be a part of that. They didn't want us to have a discussion about that. You know, they oppose that. Okay. And so because people have agendas, all right. And they ain't going to just come on out and tell you. All right. But they do. And we have people, you know, who agree with those agendas, you know, rather than representing, you know, the people that sent them there to be represented. So let's not get caught up in this. What this Pacific is doing everything for the best of everybody. No, it's not, you know, and we need to understand that when these measures come out of these PMB committees, that we have no knowledge of.
That's
that we
time, Robert. On. That's time, Robert. I'm sorry.
That's all right. Appreciate it. I've said it.
Sure.
All right. Sounds great. All right. So again, we're going to move forward to our relocation committee. Again, you are going to see 10 names, the 10 names that are nominated for the relocation committee vote tonight are Minerva Sanders, Vanessa Dixon Briggs, Robert Gordon, Ron Pinchback, Tony Leong, Eric Ramey, Verna Avery Brown, Dennis Williams, Wayne Bruce, Kamau Harris. Did I miss anybody? All right.
Yeah. Sorry, Chair. I did.
Yes.
Submit my name to Ellen.
Ellen. Okay. Ellen, yeah. Do we have We have Bill Curtis's name in nomination for relocation.
I have to look back, but I don't, and I tried to get every, because I have Minerva, Robert, and I sent the list. I sent it three times to see whether you were on it or not to let me know.
Yeah, I sent it to my telephone. I can take a look now myself.
Thank you.
Eric, is that a legacy hand or you have a question?
It's legacy. Let me take it down. Sorry.
Tony.
Yeah, I informed the secretary that I did not sign up for a relocation committee, and she said she took my name off.
Do you want to be removed?
I took his name off. I took it off. If you see the last one I sent, I took his name off, and I put Wayne Bruce wanted to be on, and Craig Green.
Okay. All right. Well, wait a minute now. So I didn't read off Craig Green. So is Craig here tonight?
Yep.
Craig, are you nominating yourself for our relocation committee?
Yeah.
And Tony's coming off?
Correct.
Who else? Bill Curtis?
Yeah, I'm still looking through my emails now. See what I've sent.
Do you want to be on?
I see.
Do you want to be on or no? I'm trying to quickly redo this thing.
I do. Yes, sir.
All right. Let me read them again. Minerva, Vanessa, Robert, Ron, Bill, Eric, Verna, Dennis, Wayne, Craig, Kamau. Did I miss anybody? Robert, go ahead.
I hate to do this, Kamau, but I just want to remind you that there was a deadline for submitting nominations. So in light of, you know, what just happened earlier in the meeting, I think, you know, we at least need to double check and make sure that the deadline was observed. Because I was noticing coming in that appeared to be, I'm not saying anything about any particular person, but there've been just a ton of emails coming in. So, you know, that should at least be a part of the consideration before we start voting, especially in light of the vote that just happened earlier.
Agreed. We have confirmed everybody but Bill Curtis. Bill, do you have your email?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it's within the time frame, but I sent it on December 31st at 5:17 p.m.
Yep.
That's okay. Good.
That's within the time frame.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Thank you.
All right. Sounds good. All right, so then let me quickly do this. We'll add a choice. And what you'll get is a poll. And again, they're going to be, looks like we have 11 nominees for 7 positions. Okay? 11 nominees for 7 positions. And we'll change this. It should pop up on your screen as a poll. And when it does, you can vote. And if the voting is completely anonymous. And we'll get the results here shortly, all right, once we're all done. All right. Please make sure you all have that.
Yeah.
Let me know if you haven't gotten it. The poll's been sent out. It should pop up on your on the screen here for you. Is there anybody who isn't on Zoom who's calling in that day? A delegate. Are you on the phone as a delegate? I don't know if is Sue with us? Sue, are you calling in? Are you still with us?
Julie, I can't vote because I'm only on the phone.
Ah, Julie can't vote. Okay.
Yeah.
Julie, do you want to email your choices? What do you want to do?
Send it. Yeah, I can send it by email to Ellen.
Okay, so I'll see the poll.
I'm on my phone.
I'm sorry. This is Michelle. Where am I looking for this list? I don't understand. I'm not finding it.
Have you called in? Or are you on a Zoom link? How did you participate tonight?
I'm on Zoom.
It should have popped up on your on the screen for you to make your selection.
Okay. I'm not seeing that.
You're not seeing it. Okay. Let me get this. Michelle, are you on your phone?
Yes.
Okay. What I'm going to do, might not work. I can't even send you a... Wait, if you're on your phone, but you clicked the Zoom link, right? You didn't click, yes, like, the dial-in phone number, correct? I'm on
Zoom on my phone. No, I'm on Zoom on my phone.
Okay. Yeah, you might not be able to see it. Okay. I will email you the poll as well. I have a question. Robert, go ahead.
I was really just trying to see if we can make sure that Sue is going to get her turn. She is in the chat. She said, I'm here, but mic doesn't work. And then she said, I will respond to what you sent. So I sent her a direct message. Did you get a ballot, Sue, and can vote? But she hasn't responded to that yet. So.
Okay.
I just wanted to.
All right. These things are always tricky. All right. So tell me who has not received the actual poll. I have Sue and Julie and Michelle. Anybody else?
Chair?
Me. Wanda.
Okay.
Chair?
Who's
yes. This is Miyuki. I received a ballot. Am I supposed to vote? I thought maybe mine was supposed to be Michelle's, but am I supposed to vote on this? I received a ballot.
No, you probably have it because you're on the Zoom, so you don't have to vote.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I received one too, and I'm not a voter.
Yep, don't touch it. You can just close it out. Bill Curtis.
Yeah, Mr. Chair. May I speak?
Yes.
I'm on my phone. I'm on my phone on Zoom. So how do I?
I don't know if you're going to be able to do this because if I send you this email, you're going to have to send your responses back to Ellen on your vote. Are you able to do that?
I will, sure. I can do that. So I'm sending her an email saying who I'm voting.
Correct. The email you're going to receive in about 1 minute will have a list of the candidates. You select up to 7 on the list, respond that back to Ellen, and we can get your vote.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay. All right. So Sue, Michelle, Julie, Bill. Anybody else? Wanda, Wanda, you're good, right?
No, I don't have it.
Oh, you need it also. That's what I thought. Okay, yeah. Wanda. Anybody else? Okay. All right, those have been emailed out. So while you all are doing that, we got to do another Zoom poll. So some might not get this either. So I apologize. Technology is not always the greatest. So everybody else has cast their votes. I can end this. Anybody else need to vote? All right.
Chair?
Yes.
Okay, we're about to do the mask vote?
Yes, I'm going to move forward on that while the others are, I'm going to tee that up while the others are finishing the relocation. But yes, you have something?
Yeah, I'm just reiterating, sorry, that I sent my name in three times, December 31st, January 5th, and yesterday, saying that I would like to serve on MASC. But I also wanted to ask you a question. Could you please repeat how many spaces there are and how many candidates there are?
The MASC committee has a maximum of 11, minimum of 7. Right now, we are holding two different voting tallies. The first one is for the delegate portion of the committee, which will consist of 9 members. The second is the non-delegate member portion, which is going to consist of 2 to get us to the 11th. Right now, without your name, Vanessa, there are 9 candidates for the MASC and 5 candidates for, I'm sorry, 9 delegates and 5 non-delegates.
Okay. So I just want to, for the record, set it straight. I sent my name in 3 times. I don't understand why it was not captured. Having said that, to prevent an election, I will withdraw my name. So there's no need for an election. The 9 persons who are listed should be elected by acclamation. I don't know if you still need to do a vote, but my name, eliminating my name should have some impact.
Member Dixon Briggs withdrawing her name, or her challenge for a name. That leaves us with 9 nominees for 9 available slots. So that would then leave that vote by acclamation. Okay? So no vote needed there. However, we do have some candidates for the listener member portion. We have 5 of them here tonight, and I do apologize taking you all through most of the meeting, but we are here now. Do we have Robert Valdez available? That he's supposed to be here tonight?
He indicated he probably wouldn't be able to make it. He might be here, but I don't think he's here. But if he's here,
okay,
let him speak up.
Mr. Chair, may I point out something quickly? It'll take a few seconds.
Oh, yes. All right. Go ahead.
I would just caution you against using the phrase listener member. We have staff members and we have listener members on the board. The people you are alluding to are not listener members.
Okay. I'm talking about, I said non-delegate.
Okay.
That's what I said, I thought. But so okay. That's what I'm trying to say. There's a delegate and a non-delegate.
Yeah, understood.
Okay. Thank you, sir. All right. So no Robert. Peggy Spates. Peggy available? How about Patricia Thomas?
Uh, I am Patricia Thomas. I'm Patricia Thomas.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Hi, Patricia.
Hi.
Good evening. Our apologies. We had a lot of stuff to go through, so we appreciate your patience and taking the time to be with us. Could you introduce yourself and give us a little bit about why you'd want to participate in our management and assessment and search committee?
So thank you for the opportunity. I volunteer. I'm a relatively recent retiree. I had a career in anti-corruption and risk management, as well as public affairs some time ago. I'm looking to serve the community in general in my retirement career as a mediator and community peace builder. I'm hoping I can be of assistance in terms of I'm a, you know, lifelong Washingtonian. And I guess in the interest of transparency, I should say that Mo Thomas is my brother. So.
Thank you.
Full transparency. All right.
That's fine. No worries. Thank you. Appreciate you participating. Grisella Martinez?
Yes, hi.
Grisella?
Yes, can you hear me?
Hi, Grisella. Good evening. And again, our apologies. We work hard here and we meet once a month, so a lot is going on. Please introduce yourself and give us an idea of why you want to participate in our committee.
Hi, good evening, everyone. My name is Grisella Martinez, and I have a longtime D.C. resident since 1997, have been a WPFW listener since probably around that time, maybe around 97, 99. I'm a former volunteer. I've lived in Columbia Heights neighborhood since 1997, and I've always loved WPFW and have always tried to support it as best I could over the years. I also previously worked for many years in broadcasting as an advocate for both commercial and non-commercial radio and television broadcasters, and I've worked with both FM and AM local radio broadcasters over the years. I formerly served on the board of Gala Hispanic Theater in Columbia Heights. I was both a board member and a board chair, and in that capacity and other capacities over the years have served on a lot of different search committees to choose executives for nonprofits and community-led organizations. And so I feel like my skills are good in this area of helping to choose somebody to lead an organization like WPFW and that prioritizes the community and community needs, but also understanding that there's a lot of challenges that radio faces, and certainly non-commercial radio and community-led radio faces. And so would really just like to put my skills to talent in working with WPFW.
Thank you, Grisella. Really appreciate that. I hope I'm doing that correctly, pronouncing that correctly. And lastly, Jeanette Pinkney? Okay. All right. Well, I wasn't expecting a, I see one hand. Go ahead. We'll do this. And Eric, go ahead.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, I think there's a slight problem here. I could very well be wrong. It occurs to me that the non-delegate candidates, should probably not be voted upon by the rest of us. Do you follow what I'm saying? They're not nominated by us. I'm not sure what the process is, if they were nominated by us or who brought them on. But just as there was a separate appointment, separate process for staffers to the board, just say if there were two staffers that came on, there were two openings, they got it by acclamation. We have five candidates here for two slots, but everybody's being afforded a ballot here. That seems either a bit awkward or a bit contradictory.
Okay, yeah, I think there's a couple of things there. So all of us self-nominated, and what the individuals who are here tonight also self-nominated through a process where we extended the opportunity through a posting and outreach on the website. So they're responding to what we put out as a request for folks to come and support the committee. So by the same token that we self-nominated, they self-nominated. They chose to come here tonight. Now, if you're talking about how to bring 2 out of the 5 in without voting, I'm not sure how else we would do that. Are you saying that there should not be a vote or there should be some other process? How would you suggest we...
It sounds like there should be a different process. Unless I'm wrong, they were not eligible to vote for us.
Correct. And that's strictly because they don't have the same responsibility, because under the management and search committee, the voting responsibility will be with the delegates. They are going to come on the committee, support us, bring their expertise on, as they both very eloquently explained, and then support the process and search committee. When it comes down to motions and voting, and they understood this coming in, they would not actually be able to participate in that. Very similar to the other committees that have now been changed by a recent PNB motion, that folks who are not basically, and I'll use our longtime delegate, Julie Hewitt's suggestion from our finance committee, skin in the game. So that's the distinction there.
Okay.
I think Robert has something that he's, and again, Robert and I, he's been working pretty hard on this as well, but do you have something to add or?
Right. And I'll try and do it as quickly as I can, just to go over, you know, the trail of thought and the paper trail that led us to this. I reached out probably about 3 weeks ago, to the PNB with a copy of the letter, the draft letter that I was going to send out, not just for listener nominees, but also for nominees, period, you know, from the staff and from non-staff LSB members. And along with that, I included the motion from June 2014 of the PNB that actually Tony provided us with during the mass sessions last year, I think back in the summer. And that motion, without reading it in detail, it acknowledges our responsibility to create a search committee for both general manager and for program director when the need arises, to specifically select, screen and select a pool of candidates, et cetera, et cetera. And then in paragraph 1, it says, where an LSB creates a search subcommittee, the LSB shall specify in the motion which creates it, which of the procedures it intends to delegate. Such a subcommittee shall include a minimum of 7 and a maximum of 11 members consisting of LSB members, including paid and unpaid staff members, and may also include non-LSB listener members and non-LSB staff members. So that was sent out to the executive director. She sent it to Susan Young. There was some back and forth on it. And this motion that was passed in November by the PNB is the motion that, in my opinion, I don't think it applies to the mask, but I know there's reasonable disagreement as to whether it does or it doesn't. So for purposes of getting the train moving, as Bill was saying earlier, it indicates that voting membership has to be limited to LSB members. But, you know, so we've set it up so that they understand and we understand that they are not voting members, but we certainly cherish their input. I submitted that explanation to Susan Young, and this was her response. Thank you for a thorough response. Sorry that I missed it when you sent it. I think the efforts at local levels to generate as much interest in important leadership searches and cast as wide a net as possible is great, and I hope that the process you have initiated at WPFW will serve that purpose. So with that, you know, we felt that we were primed and ready to go ahead and move forward and welcome the participation of listeners who are not LSB members for the wisdom and input and savvy that they can bring to the mission that we have. But I don't think there's any question at all that this is in compliance with governing principles, the governing rulings of the foundation, along with what's in the best interest of the LSB. So, and they responded to the call.
Thank you, Robert. Really appreciate that detailed background. I think that's important. Anyone have any questions on that? Because I think that's kind of been a sticking point as to this committee, that whether or not the process of establishing it is authentic and has come from some sort of established foundation, which it does, and then whether or not the individuals here tonight, the non-delegate individuals, are the ones that came to us after we put the call out and responded knowingly and understanding how they would be able to participate in the committee, okay? Michael Byfield, Tony Leon, I have Ron and Verna, and then we'll get some. Please, if you've emailed Ellen, please let me know, because we've got to get the rest of those votes and we can move forward. But go ahead, Mr. Byfield.
First, I'd like to thank and commend the people who responded to serve, people from the community to serve on the committee. I think, as a former member of a mass committee and a former owner of a personnel company for well over a decade, I've heard people right there that sound like they're far more qualified than every member of our committee. I think we have been at this for well over a year, and in my opinion, has really been a failure at our job. So hopefully, in my mind, it legitimizes what we're trying to do.
Thank you, Michael. Tony.
Okay. Well, at this point, five responded and two showed up. So I think we are to vote them in by acclamation, and with the understanding that they know that they're going to have to fill out a non-disclosure agreement. I'm not sure if you shared that, but that's okay. Part of
all the processes for the committee will be revealed. I don't think they're coming in running from the process. Again, this is to get to fill the slots. If they feel uncomfortable with signing a non-disclosure, I'm sure they'll let us know. But yeah. We're just trying to seat the committee, y'all. Let's bring our members in with and embrace them, because they took some time. It's 10:16 at night. Let's move forward with it and appreciate their patience with us. Please.
Mr. Chair, that's exactly what I'm doing. I just want to make sure that, you know, they understand that that's part of the process. Thanks.
Sure thing. Thank you. Ron.
Yeah, I just wanted to acknowledge those two young ladies, because they are here. Are they the only ones that have shown up? I know they're not the only ones invited, but are they the only two that showed up?
I called the other three. I did not hear a response. That doesn't mean they weren't here. Unfortunately, we did run long, so the circumstances are what they are. But I did call the other three. I did not hear them. So, yes, they are the only two present and available for us to consider.
And I applaud them, and I agree with Tony Leon that we ought to just go ahead and bring these folks in by acclamation and let them have all the fun that we've been having.
Mr. Chair, it would appear a motion is needed, probably by Mr. Leon, Brother Leon.
Okay. I got Verna, Irene, and then you, and if you're willing to make a motion, you can, or if you want to give it to Tony, I'll let him step up and make the motion, but the floor is for Verna right now, and then Irene. Go ahead, Verna.
Okay, I also concur that these two very qualified candidates be voted in through acclamation, but I want to find out was it clear to all five that they should be here tonight? That's my concern. Did they know they were supposed to be here tonight? Or not? Who can answer that?
Can I respond to that?
Mm-hmm. Yes, please.
Yeah. They were sent emails after they were nominated, after they nominated themselves. And I sent a blast email to all of the candidates, letting them know, number one, again, that we wanted them to come and we wanted them to speak, if they felt comfortable doing that. And also that they would be non-voting members on, the committee. Mr. Valdez, let me just quickly, he's a member of the present presidential administration, not the incoming, the one that's in there now. And he's with the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, Professor Emeritus, Department of Family and Community Medicine, has other stellar credentials. And he told me when I told him we were having the meeting that he wouldn't be able to make it because he's still, you know, tying up loose ends, et cetera. I think I noticed Junette Pinckney in the participants link earlier in the evening. So I assumed that she, you know, had to go. She couldn't stay here as long as others could. So just in their defense, because I invited all of them to continue to volunteer and continue to participate, they all voiced that desire strongly. So we want to encourage them, not discourage them. And yeah, they all knew about it. And I'm very grateful that the two folks who are here now managed to make it.
Well, okay. Thank you for that thorough explanation, Robert. And I think on the strength of that, the fact that these two candidates have managed to endure the length of this meeting, and this is not necessarily all that unusual. This may happen from time to time, so it's sort of a, you know, a test. And I really think they're very qualified and would add tremendously to that committee, and I would concur that a motion be made to have them just voted in through acclamation. Thank you.
Thank you. Eric?
So moved.
Yeah, Irene didn't get the chance to speak. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you want to speak, Irene?
I don't know. I didn't see Irene.
He didn't recognize me, but yeah, I did have my hand up. I don't know where my hand went, but it was up. Yeah.
Didn't see it. Go ahead. You feel free. Sorry. You got the floor.
Thank you. Before Tony even spoke, the fact that these ladies showed up, showed out, and stayed with us says a whole lot about their stamina. And I was going to make the motion with that language that they just be voted in on acclamation. Making that motion.
I second it.
I think we've had it, and there's a second. And any objection?
No.
All right. I'm feeling a little bit of Protestant guilt right now after hearing your description of the White House aide and the other candidate.
Oh, please, let's go. Let's let it go.
Please mute if you're not, if you don't have the floor, please mute.
Well, let's take a few seconds. No, I'm just saying, well, the vote can still go, and if a majority welcomes them aboard, and I certainly would support, you know, welcoming them aboard. But I don't know. I think it's unfortunate. I mean, I heard some tremendous credentials there described from about the other two. Mm. And I'd like it to go to a vote. About acclamation. I mean, I moved.
Okay.
I have a substitute motion, actually. And the substitute motion is... Hold on.
It was motion seconded, and I asked if anyone objected. Are you objecting?
Yes.
All right. We'll go to a vote. Ellen.
Well, am I able to make the substitute motion?
No.
It already went through everything.
Mr. Chair, is he the only one objecting?
Yeah.
And let's go. Let's move.
Okay, should I?
Ellen, are you available? We got to call the roll. So the motion.
If there are no other objections, Mr. Chair, I withdraw my objection.
Okay. All right. So we've got our two non-delegate members for our Management Assessment and Search Committee. We appreciate them coming on. Stick with us for a little bit and make sure you stay connected. Your touch point right now is going to be our vice chair, Robert Gordon. He's been working hard on this particular issue. So make sure the communication will come from him. As soon as that committee forms, there'll be a chair, and then the chair of that committee will then be your touch point going forward after that. Okay. Any questions from either one of you, or things been clear? Okay. All right. Thank you so much. Appreciate you. All right. Robin, your hand is up. So did you?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay. All right. I need votes from Bill Curtis and Michelle.
I sent my votes in.
Did you send them to Ellen?
Yes.
Is Ellen still with us? Because I was asking for her. I didn't see her. She may not. There she is. Ellen.
I have hers. Julie's. I emailed you the people who've sent in. Who have
I've
emailed.
Only got, I've got Wanda and Julie. What else do you have?
And I'm sending Michelle's now. I just got Michelle's.
Okay.
And in terms of the motion that's done with, that they're in.
There's no, yeah. He recalled his,
it's null and void.
He no longer wants to oppose it. He no longer wants to oppose the motion. So, yeah, I don't see it, Ellen. So, all right. So let's move forward. We have a few more things on the agenda, and then we'll try and close out.
I'm sending it now because I'm taking notes too.
Okay. Yeah. No, I appreciate that. So the MASC committee now is going to be comprised of the following members.
I have my hand up, Mr. Chair.
Oh, sorry, Bill, go ahead. Yeah.
I just want to say I sent my vote to Ellen.
Okay. You'll pick it up. Thank you. All right. We have, I'm going to read out the members of the MASC committee. And again, we'll have to set a date for our first meeting and then circle back and figure out chairmanship, things like that. So I have Minerva Sanders, Irene Adams, Robert Gordon, Ron Pinchback, Tony Leon, Eric Ramey, Verna Avery Brown, Dennis Williams, and myself. And then we have Grisella Martinez and Patricia Thomas. All right. Everybody, welcome aboard. Let's do some good work. All right. New business. Yeah, absolutely. New business. There was a grievance procedure motion that was in your inboxes probably early this week, Monday. If you had a chance to read it, I will let Tony Leon, tee it up for us and what he intends to bring forward to the board tonight. Tony, are you available to give us that detail?
Could you give me a couple of seconds to bring it up?
Sure, no problem. While he's doing that, so part of the other new business is goals for 2025. Once the committees are seated, and I'm speaking specifically about program, community outreach, and finance, I want us to try and at the committee level to build in some real specific, obtainable, measurable goals for each of the committees. For example, I've been working in finance, and one of the things that we really wanted to do was try and get a much more accurate kind of detailed local accounting of what was happening at the station. The station now uses QuickBooks. It's a little bit better, a little bit smoother. We're able to use that and kind of formulate reporting a little bit better. It's not 100%, but at least locally, we have a little bit more of a chance of capturing things and letting the national office know what we're doing locally. So that was kind of a goal, not 100% there, but at least we can measure that and look at that and obtain that. If each of our committees, once we seat and have chairs, could come up with two or three of these over the next 12 months that they can measure and bring back to the full body to say, hey, look, I've seen, I've determined that this is going to take place, or these three things we're going to work towards. Maybe on outreach, it's increasing the participation 20%, 30% in the different events that we do. Maybe for programming, it's to, you know, write and give some kind of detailed reporting back to the program director about why certain programs would be beneficial to the community. Put things in kind of like hard, measurable, obtainable goals. That way we can say to one another and also kind of present to the national body and the rest of our sister stations, you know, this is how, you know, we've been able to kind of move the station forward and achieve success. If we can do that and have these measurable goals in place, I think it'll spark and turn into something we can turn over year after year and keep that going. So that's one of the things when I talk about goals for 2025 in that committee level, is to have things that we can measure. So I'm looking forward to working with everybody on that and making sure that we can actually have something we can hang our hat on at the end of 2025. And then also for the larger board, when we come together as a group, let's think about how to raise funds in a different manner. There's underwriting. There's some other ways in which we can go about raising funds. And in terms of the underwriting, it really gives us an opportunity to display just how deep our reach goes into the community, how far we can go to secure different networking opportunities, different alliances, formulate different partnerships. And that way we can bring those folk back into the fold to the station and say, look, this, they're supporting the station in this manner. And then, you know, bring the whole thing full circle around community commitment. So that's one of the things I would challenge each of us as a member to seek out one or two different organizations that you can bring back to the board and encourage them to support the station in a way that you already do. All right. And that we can measure. You know, well, we're at zero now. Hey, we increased our networking, you know, by 3 or 4, 5, 10 different organizations. So all of that kind of is something that's going to challenge us and look forward for us to work together and work in the community a little bit more of a force as we go forward. So I'll take any questions on that, but that's kind of what I'm talking about when I talk about goals for 2025. All right. Yes, Eric.
Yeah, you said over the next 12 months, you know, obviously the 12th month in this case will be December. I think it's a little bit too wide a time span. We need to probably do this in the first 90 days to get a more realistic opportunity to execute some of the ideas. So we can bring this stuff to the table, say by the March meeting, that gives us, a reasonable and a credible window to move on this. It's not just me. A lot of people are disappointed. We haven't had the U Street Jam for several years, but I mean, we might have to change it to the Columbia Road Jam, but people really looked forward to that. And it was a very lucrative opportunity on many different levels. But, let's say over the next 90 days, we come up with these, list of opportunities and ideas to move forward on. I mean, you know, in October is just too late to be doing this, you know, coming up with ideas, but I'll leave it at that. Thank you.
Not a problem. No, I love that idea. By the March meeting, if each of the committees and then, you know, us as a full board can come up with those measurables and then work on them all the way through the October, November season. I think that gives us enough time to actually measure ourselves and see if we've achieved what we thought we could. So anybody opposed to the suggestion from Member Ramey? Or anybody, first of all, let me ask, anybody opposed to setting goals for ourselves? Maybe I should go there. It sounds like Eric is on board. Michael, what say you?
I agree with what Eric said, and in conjunction to what Eric mentioned, what I want to do is add something. When I first served on this board, we had a retreat every year, and the other board that I serve on, which is a housing advocacy organization, we certainly do that every year. I know the pandemic may have put a monkey wrench in a lot of things, but that doesn't exist anymore. So what I would propose, and I will take the initiative to find, to locate in the location, which I had mentioned to our past chair. We never really got around to that, but I would like to seize on the opportunity where we can meet as a board in person, over maybe a day and a half, and hash out some of those ideas. I've heard some brilliant ideas, since I've been here, and even, the first time, and the last year and a half, from both programmers and, listeners. And I'm quite sure some of our, people in the audience, have excellent ideas. I think we're smart enough to put those things together. And I would love to use Eric's timeline for 90 days. And move forward. And again, I'm volunteering my part in terms of utilizing that location, which is very centralized, which we have used before, very convenient with all of the technology where we can probably have Zoom for the people who are unable to make it in person. I think I've said enough.
Yeah, no, great. We can dovetail the two of those ideas from you and Eric together, giving us a specific timeline and giving us an opportunity outside of the little squares that we're in to actually kind of hash those things out. So, yeah, let's connect on what space you're speaking about, or where you're, you know, where you're thinking about going, and then we can make that presentation to the rest of the body. Does anybody feel like they want to be involved a little bit more intimately in what Michael is doing to help him move forward on that? Do you want to work with anybody? Are you good on your own, sir? Or
I'm a people person, so I'm certainly welcome working with Dr. Ramey or anyone else who's interested. Mm-hmm. Especially the new members, because you know they've not really, you know, been in the fray, so that may be a good opportunity for them.
Okay, so let me do this. Let's make sure those who are looking to kind of strategize around this retreat, working with Michael, reach out to him directly. If you don't have his email or his number, I think it's posted, and I think Ellen would also have it as well. And then we can see that we can maybe get a retreat for the board, okay? Any opposition to that, so we don't have anybody kind of running from talking. All right, good. Thank you, Michael. David.
Yes, can you hear me?
You have. Hello.
You can hear me. Okay. You did mention the program committee. It's on the agenda.
I said, yes. Yep. I did mention it. The program committee is not a committee that requires voting. I don't know if that's what you're speaking about, if I didn't mention that. It does not require membership, a vote to get onto the committee. But I do want that committee, programming, community outreach, and finance, to really go forward with these measurable goals for the year. So I don't know which piece I missed you on, but what did you want me to talk about?
I'm curious about how many people have signed up for the programming committee.
Yeah, I'm gonna hold that for Ellen. I asked everybody kind of a couple hours ago to make sure that they submit their request and that they actually commit to a committee this year. We don't want to have anybody kind of off to the side hanging out, not committed to something. So everybody send at least one commitment in to a committee to Ellen, then she'll turn that around and we'll have a full list of everybody on each committee.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
Great. Thanks, David. Minerva.
Yes. Kamau, the one thing that I would like to ask that I haven't seen is a roster of the members that make up this LSB so that individuals can communicate and talk with each other. I haven't seen that. And in terms of what David was asking about, I did put in the chat the date and time for the program committee meeting, which is the fourth Monday of the month. And just asking everybody to sign on and bring their ideas, because there's a lot of work to be done and a lot of things that we can do. And then finally, last year you tried to bring something forward, asking members to make commitments in terms of not just time, but maybe funds to help. Is that going to be looked at again this year, or maybe that should be put as one of the items too, to help us? Because when we do things with outreach, we're looking for funds, and sometimes we go to members and ask them to assist, and it's sometimes the main ones that always do it, and others we don't receive anything. So that's another thought. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, I thought that's kind of what I was saying in terms of underwriting, reaching out, bringing folks back into the fold so that other organizations can assist. Personal, I think I've learned from my predecessor, I think we're going to stop asking for personal donations. I think folks donate the way they do already to the station, a particular way. The general manager asks for money up and above. We try to do different things. I know the former vice chair brought forward a couple of ideas on how to raise funds. I think that was there was some pushback there. Let's try and start off here by getting actual community involvement back into the fold. Let's talk to one another. Let's build that network. Let's build those fissures up so that we can come and coalesce a little bit better. And then from there, maybe we can talk about, hey, now let's talk about how through that networking, additional funds can come in. So it's just about strategy. I do appreciate you saying that. But I think, you know, kind of asking for folk to just kind of drop stuff in the bucket at this point may be a little risky. I'm going to pause for a second because I've talked about this, but the real important piece is a motion that Tony has brought forward. So before we end up tonight, because we only have 5 minutes, so I'm going to ask for time to extend. Tony, how long do you think you need?
Like 5 minutes.
5 minutes to tee it up and discussion and vote, or you think 5 minutes to tee it up and then five minutes vote?
5 minutes to tee it up.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully.
Okay. All right. So I'll ask to extend. Is there any depth? I need a motion to extend. Anybody want to extend for, I'll throw it out, 10 minutes. So it'd be 10:55 Eastern to end.
So moved.
So moved. Seconded.
Any objection? All right. Hearing none. Tony, you have the floor.
Okay, would you like me to share the motion or just read it?
Hold on, let me give you the opportunity. Tony is here, all right. There you go, you got it.
Okay. Okay, should be able to see it. Can you see that?
Yes, we have it. Thank you.
All righty. So this was sent out on this past Monday, along with a grievance form, and along with the Bill of Rights and grievance procedure itself. And I'm hopefully everybody had a chance to look at it, refresh themselves on it. We had long discussions on it last year. And, you know, with the progressive help of the board members last year, the Bill of Rights and Grief Procedure was passed. And but there's one last part that I think needs to be done in order to make it functional. So I'll read the motion here. Whereas on September the 11th, 2024, at a public session of the WPFW local station board meeting, WPFW LSB approved the final draft of the document developed by the programming committee in collaboration with the programmers task force named WPFW LSB Program Committee Volunteer Staff and Programmers Bill of Rights. And whereas WPFW, being a social force and beacon that has advocated and enlightened the public about social justice issues and democratic values for the last 47 years, needed a concrete system for due process. And whereas the document has not yet been broadcasted or made available to the volunteer staff and programmers, therefore, be it resolved that the LSB request of the IGM or GM that she or he post the approved document along with the approved grievance form in a manner which can be downloaded on the WPFW website no later than January the 31st, 2025. As the website is currently configured, a suggested placement is on the drop-down menu under About Us, labeled Unpaid Staff Grievance Protocol. The submission form process should be configured so that program director, general manager, local station board, and executive director are copied for each filed grievance. Furthermore, be it resolved that the LSB request of the IGM or GM that she or he distribute to all paid and unpaid staff communication introducing both documents and where they can be accessed no later than January the 31st, 2025. This is the motion. I hope everyone approves.
Okay, so you heard the motion as read by Member Leon. Is there a
second
discussion?
I second.
You second it? Okay. Sounds yes. Great. Seconded by Irene. I see Ambrose, I see Ron, I see Eric. Ambrose.
No, my
you
hand
can
was
take
up.
That down also.
My hand was up because of the prior conversation. Sorry.
Ron. Ron, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm sorry. Yeah, I only have one concern, and that's that the members, the new members of the board, and many of the old members of this board, whether they have actually gone through this document, because once you post it, you know, it becomes the law. So, I would like to poll the new members to see how many have actually read the document that's about to be, voted upon. And my question is whether there should be enough time allotted for them to read this entire document, because it is rather lengthy and specific. It's a good document, but you know, the new folks know very, very little about it, if anything. So I'm just concerned about that timeline of January 31st. I would rather see language that would say, that would change that date to the next scheduled board meeting. Would be, in February. But it would definitely give everybody a chance, particularly the new people, an opportunity to read the document and, accept its findings. There may be some who say, well, this is something that we passed. Yeah, we did, but not with the new members. So they need an opportunity to learn about this. And that's my only concern, that doing it by January 31st, does that really give them that opportunity to comb through this and understand its meaning? That's it.
Are you, so hold on before you go. Are you asking to table the motion? Is that what you're asking?
No, I'm asking that the date be changed. You know, to have it all put on the website by January 31st, 2025. I'm just asking that the implementation, and distribution be done, you know, by the first meeting in February. So if there's any need for a discussion, we will have that opportunity to do so and make whatever necessary changes need to be made. But that's it.
Can I respond?
Go ahead. I'm still a little fuzzy, but go ahead. I think I got it, but go ahead. Yep.
Yeah. This motion is not voting on the document. The document has already been approved. It doesn't need to be approved every year by a new board. That's
not what I'm asking for.
Okay. If you're not asking for that, then I understand you wanted to wait, give everybody a chance to read it. I get that.
When you say the somebody, I guess that's where I'm not clear. I just want to make sure, Ron, I'm clear. You want an opportunity for the current board, as it's constructed, to read through the originally passed document in order to effectively vote on this particular motion. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay. So that's a substitute motion.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. No, yeah. I just want the date of the implementation.
I want to amend.
Yes, the date of implementation. That's
okay. Okay. All right. So no later than January 31st, 2025. What's your amended date? Do you have one, or would you like us to propose one?
I would just use the first meeting date in February. Our first meeting in February. That'll be done by then.
Mr. Chair, if I may, that is in effect a substitute motion.
It's an amendment. I mean, yes. I mean, similar, but hold on a second. Just so I'm clear, because the implementation of this by the next meeting, I'm not clear who you want to give an opportunity to review this. Who is it?
The new board members and the old board members who haven't, you know, who haven't gone through the document. I'm just saying that implementing it by January 31st is what, 2 weeks?
Yeah, when we're talking, I'm just trying to square the two, what you're trying to do. If you want to amend this so that the staff implements it later, I'm not clear if that does anything to this motion at all.
Actually, it doesn't. The only thing I'm trying to change in this document is the implementation date, which he has here is January 31st, 2025. That's all.
So,
you know,
vote on it.
So,
tonight?
Tony, do you accept that friendly amendment?
If we're going to vote on it tonight, then yeah, I accept.
Sounds
it.
Like that.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. I'm not trying to postpone the vote.
Okay. Excellent. So, friendly amendment. We'll come up with a date in a second. Eric, go ahead. Robert, Michael, Ambrose, Wayne, go ahead. Eric.
No, I'm unclear if this is a blueprint for the document or if this is the final version. If it's a blueprint, I've actually been in some negotiations separately with, you know, you mentioned that this should involve the GM, the board. I don't know if you meant that the LSB board or the Pacifica National board, but the PD, the GM, and believe me with these things, I think you were in the communications workers at one time, you might have been involved in a grievance process there. The second step of these grievances generally supports what happened at the first step. I mean, that's just kind of real. It's law out there. I think what's really needed here to give this some kick, is that you know, the PD is involved, of course, the GM, and then you mentioned possibly the board. But if it has an arbitration component at the end, the final step, that really gives it a lot of kick.
Sir, the document is already approved.
Okay, that's what I was saying. I wasn't clear if it was approved.
We're not changing the document.
Okay, very well.
Robert.
Yeah, thanks. You know, I supported this when Tony brought it up before. I think it's a great idea overall, you know, to have a grievance process and due process, for grievances, for legitimate complaints. I'll just say though, this one sentence, the submission form process should be configured so that program director, general manager, local station board, and executive director are copied for each filed grievance. I mean, I think these are legitimate personnel matters, and I don't think the door should be wide open for grievances to be sent out to everybody, because, you know, it's got to go through that confidential process that I think we are probably required by law to honor. And so, you know, that I think would need to be limited. And I'll just say this also in Susan Young's response to me, you know, going back to the mass committee, she talked about this individual that they have, that they are going to be discussing hiring issues with. And he is a human resources person. I think it's a male from the name. I might be wrong about that, but it may be worth it to bounce this off of, you know, I would say Miyuki, first of all. I don't know if she's still in the meeting, but to the extent that this would be distributed to everybody on LSB, I think that's a real bad idea and would probably be a violation of, you know, human resource that's binding on us. And then beyond that, how it should be limited, you know, I'm really not certain because I'm not an expert in that area of the law. But I think that that is a giant red flag that should be remedied before we move forward on it. And that's my comment.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, that does, maybe it should be vetted. Maybe there's some impact there. Definitely an impact there on the employment situation. We got a couple of minutes. Any follow-up feedback on that, Tony?
So if I understand Robert right, if we removed the grievance, the part where the grievance is also sent to the LSB and the ED, would that be more fitting to?
Can I respond, Tony?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I would think the ED would be somebody who we'd want it to go to along with the general manager. Program director, I'm not sure, but definitely eliminate the LSB. But that's why I'm suggesting that. I know you want to get it done, Tony, and I agree with you, man. It should be done, and there should be a process. So I'm not trying to, you know, debate you on that point. I just think that maybe a little consideration before we approve it would be a good idea so that we're not doing anything. We're not overstepping our bounds because these, you know, I mean, they're personnel, and they're going to fit within the definitions that mean that there's some level of confidentiality that has to be observed.
Okay. So
yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, can you see my hand raised?
Yeah, I got you. We got an order here. So just give me a second. I think it sounds like, a line item veto on the local station board. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, big picture, that's what I'm saying. But I'm also kind of thinking maybe we should get some input from people who really know human resources law to make sure that we're sending it to the, I mean, I can't imagine there's anything wrong with sending it to, Katia along with the executive director and the general manager. That seems to make sense, but, you know, I think we'd just be kind of guessing as to whether or not it's the best way to do it. and whether all of them should immediately get copied. I mean, they're going to have to, executive director is going to have to get copied. I guess general manager is going to have to get copied. Does this fall within the program director's, you know, jurisdiction, so to speak? That would be the only question in my mind. So
if the grievance was pointed to the, against the program director, I would think that'd be the only one.
Correct.
I understand, Robert.
Right. So what do you think, Tony? Can you, I'm sorry.
Make that clear.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm clear on your point. But I'd like to hear from the rest of the board too.
Michael, Ambrose, Wayne, Michelle. Michael. We're over time, so we've got to make this quick.
Yeah. I do agree with what Robert is saying that we probably don't want to get it to the LSB because I think, that may just, extend and just cause a lot of contention. The ED for sure, the GM for sure. And I guess the, PD will probably have to get it. So, but I believe that there is a template for that, at the other station that already exists. And if there is such a template, then it would mean that the PD, that Pacifica had already moved in that direction, and there is a precedence that we can follow. We want to be different than that, you know.
Okay. Yes. So it sounds like Michael's saying maybe we could look into not even having to present this as is, and that there's actually something in place already. So maybe with some investigation needed. Wayne. I'm sorry, Ambrose, then Wayne. Sorry.
Yeah, thank you. I think that there is some confusion. First, I agree with Tony on the need to post the document. But this document does more than that. This document talks about posting the already voted on and agreed to grievance policy, but it also adds other policy. When you talk about the submission form process, that is a process that has nothing to do with posting the actual document. If you're going to have a submission form process, that should be included in the actual grievance document.
It is.
Then there's no need for it to be in this particular motion. Okay. So that's the first thing. And I do agree with Tony's sentiment that it should be and can be posted by January 31st. And here is why. There are several documents that sometimes old and most certainly new members need to review. That has always been the case. It was the case when I came aboard. It has been the case when most members of the board came aboard. That does not mean that we should post something that was already voted on by a previous board, especially if it's in the public interest of those that it will impact. So we should not have to delay it until February, because there's no reason to delay it, because those new members are not going to be voting on anything. If there is a new member that says, okay, I see this document, I'd like to propose an amendment, that is for another meeting. Otherwise, there is no reason to delay posting the document. Their documents are read all the time at any period of in time by board members. Sometimes they read them when they first come out. Sometimes they read them 3 or 4 months later. So there's no reason to delay posting something that is in the interests of those that it impacts just because there are new members to a board. That happens all the time. So I know we're now going through several iterations of this motion. So I would either say we need to, if there's anything that I would suggest to eliminate from this motion, it would be the submission form process sentence, because it doesn't need to be there because it's already in the document that was already voted on by the board.
Mm.
And then you have a clean document
that is just about the posting of the grievance process.
Can I respond?
Of course.
Okay, so Ambrose, what it should say is the submission form should be configured. It's not a process. What it's trying to say is that when someone fills out the form, it should be set up so that it goes to these people.
Okay, then I would accept the change in that language, Tony.
Yeah.
Because the word process indicates something else.
Gotcha.
I understand what it is you're trying to say.
Gotcha.
But I do not agree that it needs to be delayed until February, because there's no real reason for that at all.
Yes, there is. Sorry.
Gotcha.
Wait.
No, I just wanted to clarify something that was said a while ago. I don't know if it was.
No, it's Wayne. It's Wayne.
Oh.
I got Wayne, Michelle, Irene, and then you, Eric. Go ahead.
Okay.
Wayne.
Okay, cool, man. Well, look, if this was voted on and approved by the LSB and it wasn't changed, nothing in the document has changed, right? Tony, nothing in this document has changed from what we voted on, correct? Huh? I can't hear you.
No, sir.
Okay. I would agree with Ron, though. That's the only thing. I would agree with Ron. Give members enough time to read it. I agree with Ron on that. If we're voting on it being posted, everybody should, and it's going to be under this LSB, everybody should agree on or have a clear understanding of the document. I thought I did, but in this conversation, this thing has run around so much. I'm a little shaky on it. Just so I would probably like more time to reread it. That's in my opinion. And I'm with Ron on that. That's it.
Money for these houses and taxes, and this is what you get.
Thank you, Wayne. Michelle, Irene, then Eric. Michelle.
Wait a minute. Am I unmuted?
Yeah, you're good. Go ahead.
Okay. I would just like to say, as a new board member, a former shop steward, and a former manager, if we're just talking about posting a policy that's already been voted on and passed, I would just ask that we be provided with a copy of that policy as new members, or maybe all of the board members, all of the LSB members need it. But I would just like, if I would just be able to see it and review it, that would be fine. But I'm not, unless it's, you know, something really egregious, I'm not planning to ask for a change in the resolution. I would just like to know what it is. But I think a grievance policy is an important thing for an organization to have, and it should be made available publicly. So I don't, you know, I'd like a chance to read it, and I like, you know, at least by the 31st. But beyond that, I don't have a problem with it. So that's my comment on it.
It's in your email.
You actually have it. Yeah, you have it. We'll get. I'll ask Ellen to send it back out. But you do have it, though.
All right. Well, thanks. I have a lot of things, a lot of emails, and I'm having trouble.
I know. It's been a busy week. Yep. Yeah. We're going to wrap up here so we can see how we can close Tony's motion. Irene, Eric, and then we'll go to wrap up. Ooh. Irene.
Michelle, you just need to develop a new email address just for this stuff. Seriously.
Yeah.
But I don't see a reason why we should postpone this. This is something that protects our programmers. Our programmers are the meat of the station. They make the money. And we should not postpone it for any reason. This document has already been vetted and voted on. We just need to have it posted, ensure that it's posted, because it was never acted on before. So now we need it posted and to ensure that those who need to file a grievance know how to file a grievance and what to do next. And understand that
the first line in any grievance is to talk to that person that you have a grievance with. So to copy everybody that in that line of the grievance is not unnecessary and it's not out of the way. So let's just get it posted. I think that this motion should be supported 100%. Let's get it done by January 31st. There's no need for the next meeting because it doesn't rely on the LSB. It relies on us doing what we need to do to ensure that our programmers are protected.
All right. So I think we have a kind of a two-pronged thing here that
oh, you forgot
an impulse and a desire. You're still hand still up?
Yeah, still.
Okay.
Oh, okay. I mean, Irene could not have said it more eloquently. There's no need for confidentiality out of here. The motion has been publicly discussed. It's been publicly debated. It's literally in the public domain. Just further delaying it is just further kicking this down the road. And it's a classic instance of justice delayed, justice denied. In the meantime, in the interim, the affected programmers are still going to be without protections. Somebody mentioned something a bit earlier that the grievance is against the program director. The grievance is actually against the station, and it's being appealed. She might be at the first level of the appellate process, but it's against the station. But, I mean, I don't know. In a perfect world, these things are settled by the end of that panel, of that particular board. So we should have had all of this sorted out by December 31st or December 30th. And the fact that we didn't do that and then we want to blame ourselves and kick this further down the road, there's no need to delay this. It's been voted on. It's been approved. And it, like I said, there's no confidentiality out there. It's already in the public domain. We just need to.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, play it as it lays. And
no, you can't. Yeah. No, I mean, kind of reiterating the same thing. I think what was there's two prongs here. Okay. There's this confidentiality piece in terms of how it relates to who receives the grievance. I don't know if that's solved in this particular document. And there's also, to me, the second piece of it, which is implementation and how the, who is to do what we're asking in this particular motion. Is it incumbent upon the general manager to find someone on her staff to make this happen? If that individual can't make it happen, what's the repercussion? So there's a lot of stuff going on there, but I'm not wholly opposed to what Tony is asking us to, or asking the management to do. But it does seem to me that putting a time constraint on it also says what the penalty is for not doing that. Is there a penalty? Probably not. So, I mean, either way, do you strike it out? Do you leave it in? I think it's up to us. But I think the rest of it is moot. I think we just need to go ahead forward with it. Those who want to read the policy, it's available. It was sent out with the motion. So, with that said, let me just ask. So we can get out of it. What's the opposition? Is someone opposed to the motion as written? I see Ambrose.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You raised, Mr. Chairman, you raised a very interesting point, and I think it was raised by Robert Gordon earlier, and that is whether or not that section, that who it is distributed to is a personnel matter. If that is the case, if that is what we're arguing, then that means that we really have to go back to the document that was approved. If we are not saying that it's a personnel matter, then I would like to submit a friendly amendment to Tony to just strike or just change the wording of that sentence. So that is my comment. So it is in the form of a friendly amendment. But if there's a greater concern that Robert brought up, then it means that this board would have to take that issue up again before it is posted.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just not familiar with the exposure we have, but who's talking?
I think it was Irene.
Irene asked.
Oh.
The question is, I think the motion comes from the point of who needs to post it. Whoever needs to post it, whatever channels we need, whether it's the PD or the IGM, whoever needs to post it, we're compelling the motion means to it's compelling whoever needs to get it posted needs to do whatever's possible to get it posted, whether it's the PD, IGM, Otis, whoever, that we just need to get this posted, and we need to get it posted by January 31st.
I totally hear you. All I'm saying is there's no penalty.
Well, not
what does it mean if it goes up on February 1st? Nothing.
Right.
There's no penalty. So, I mean, it doesn't need to be in there. You can leave it in. And I think it's fine to leave it in. I'm just saying, don't be surprised if they're not able to get it done. And then what are you going to do? Harsh language? I mean, that's it. So let's just, like I was trying to get to the point here, if there's opposition to it as written, let that person speak, and then we can go to Robert's hand is up. We can go to a vote, or someone can amend it, or we can table it because it is 11:14. I think we're kind of pushing it here in terms of people's energy. Go ahead, Robert.
No, I think we can still get it done. I just think it's that language. The way Tony's highlighted it, that's one example of what should be deleted to make sure that we are not violating human resource law. Period. Okay. And let me just ask you, Tony, is there language like this in the actual grievance form?
Well, that's, the grievance process has steps. So it'll start off, with the complaint, then it goes to the grievance and to the aggrieved. And then it goes, if it can't resolve at that first level, then it goes to the next level.
Okay. No.
So this can be taken out.
But yeah, right. But Tony, what I'm asking is, does it say it's going to be distributed to the local station board? Does the grievance form say that?
No.
Okay. No. Then let's just, if you take out that language there, I think we're good to go. And I'm right with you, man. Let's get it out there and get it approved. Period. Want to put us in jeopardy.
Yeah. Agreed.
Right. Okay.
I can amend that right now.
It's been amended. The language has been amended by striking local station board and executive director.
There you go.
Tony, you good with that?
Yes. Done. So this is the amended motion. We can vote on that.
Any opposition to the amendment proposed by Robert?
Yeah, I'm going to object, Mr. Chair. I think the local station board and the executive director should be in the loop of what's happening here. At some point, the executive director is going to have to become involved anyway in the appellate process. She should be fully aware of what's going on here. It shouldn't be kept a secret here. And it's the case with the local station board. We should not be precluded or kept in a vacuum about grievance activity at the station. I mean, that just should not happen.
Eric, I don't want to speak out of turn, but this is something that needs to be kept confidential. It's a personnel matter, and resources law dictate the result, not what we think or what we'd like to have happen. It's improper for a grievance to be distributed to folks who are not directly involved in the human resources process, period.
Okay, you might want to read the contract book because it takes a totally different view. The only difference is that it covers paid staff. That's the only difference. These are not confidential matters. They're shared throughout the network or throughout the different components of an employer through HR or whatever.
All right. Well, let's vote on it as amended. Let's just move forward with the vote. Eric's going to vote against it, and let's vote on it as amended. That would be my suggestion.
Ellen, are you there? See who we got left.
Wait a minute. I'm here.
You got to call the roll. So the motion from Tony has been amended to strike the language on local station board and executive directed distribution. A vote for a yes vote is to retain and keep the document as amended. A no vote is to strike down the amendment. Everybody clear?
Okay. Ready?
No.
Go ahead and call the roll, please.
Okay. Irene, who said no? Irene?
Irene gonna pass. Pass.
Okay. Verna?
Yes.
Wayne?
Yes.
Okay. You know, I was getting ready to call you tomorrow. Michael Byfield?
Come back to me.
Okay, so pass. Bill Curtis? Bill Curtis?
I'll pass.
Violetta?
Is a yes to strike the length, that sentence?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, yes.
Okay, Vanessa?
Yes.
Vanessa?
Yes.
Susan?
Yes.
Okay. Robert?
Yes.
Craig?
He stepped away.
He's out. Okay. Michael Hirsch?
Yes.
Julie?
Yes.
Arthur Hyland?
Art might have Arthur stepped out also. I think okay. Art stepped out. Yep.
David? Kiasi? Do you see him?
I do not see David.
Okay. Ambrose?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Mariah?
Yes.
Ron?
Yes.
Eric?
No.
Minerva?
I'm going to abstain.
Abstain. Michelle?
Yes.
Pardon, I'm sorry. Michelle, what did you say?
Yes.
Yes. Wanda?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Okay. The yeses are, oh, right.
Hold on. You got a couple of passes.
Right. Irene, you passed. Irene?
I abstain.
Okay. Okay. Michael Byfield?
Yes.
Was someone else? Oh. Minerva?
No.
You abstained. You abstained. Okay, you're cool. Bill Curtis. Let me see.
Yes.
You passed. Okay. What do you say now? Bill Curtis?
Bill.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And so Irene abstained and Minerva abstained. So two abstentions. The yeses are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7,
8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. 16 yeses and one no. Yeah, one no. Okay, what do you say, Camille? Kamau. It's that time of night. Kamau. I'm sorry, Kamau. I'm so sorry.
First, Ellen, it's no worries. It's okay. Hey, since I was 5 years old, no problem. 17,
gosh,
I have 17
like
yeses.
You have 17
yeses. I have 17 yeses.
Okay, I missed somebody. Right. And I have the one no. And you're saying what?
All right, I'll say yes. That makes that 18.
Okay. 18 yeses. Two abstentions, 18 yeses, and one no. And all right. That's Tony's
right.
Motion.
Yep. Oh, no. Tony's the amended. The amended motion.
Tony's amended motion.
It's just the amendment of the motion. Now we have to make sure we vote. Is there any opposition to the motion that's now been amended?
Amended.
Point of order.
Hearing no opposition.
I have a point of order? I was always under the impression that the chair didn't vote unless he had to break a tie. Are we counting the chair's vote in these votes?
I thought the chair always voted.
We've been doing that for the last 3 years.
No, Dennis can correct me. He only voted when he had to break a tie.
That is not correct.
That is not correct.
No, that is a procedure that is sometimes recommended in Robert's Rules of Order. I did not follow that consistently. I often voted, not always.
Okay.
At least half the time I voted.
Mm. All right. What else? Any opposition to the motion that's now been amended?
No.
Hearing none. All right. Okay. Hearing none. Tony, if you can clean that up, make sure you get a fresh copy to Ellen, and then we can have that over to management. All right?
Will do.
Appreciate that.
Good work, Tony. All right. More power to
and,
you.
Thank you.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, so I don't think we have any other action items other than what Michael Byfield has offered in terms of a retreat. Those who want to help and assist in that manner, reach out to him. Once we get the rest of our please put in to Ellen, if you haven't done it already, the actual committee or committees that you want to commit to for the year. And then also once those committees are seated, each of you all have a chair. We'll then move forward with goals for the committees and come back together by the 31st or the meeting in March to talk about the overall LSB for the year. So anything else before we adjourn?
Hey, Kamau.
Oh, I'm sorry. The vote is in. I don't know if you all saw it. Okay.
So, yeah.
Oh, that would have been a bad one to miss. Okay. So the, percentages are such. Vanessa, Verna, Wayne, receiving 57%. Robert, 74. Kamau, 91. Ron, 48. Dennis, 74. Those are the top seven from the tally. Is that seven? Or is that eight? One, two, three, four.
Seven.
That's the top seven from the tally. So those are your seated members for the relocation committee. That's in the chat, and it's also only in the case of attack. Okay. We can talk about that. I mean, if you want to bring that up, please bring that up at the next meeting. So those are your members. If you need the details, I'll send it out in an email. But the members are Dennis, Ron, Robert, Wayne, Verna, Vanessa, and myself.
Share.
Yes.
Hey, I just want to, you said to send an email to Ellen about the committees, and I won't burden Ellen with it at this point, again, but I just need to confirm at some point that she's receiving my emails, because I'm sending multiple emails about committee assignments. So I won't burden now, but I just need some sort of confirmation that what I'm sending to her, she's receiving.
Can I just tell her, I just emailed you showing you what I'll do it again. I just emailed, look at you.
Okay. All work that out, please. I don't think it should be too hard to square it. I see a couple of hands. Bill, Mike, and then we're going to wrap.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Bill.
Okay. Since those on the relocation committee, hope you move expeditiously. And don't let 12 months go by and we're still panicking. Now, I would listen in on those relocation meetings in the past year. I am going to assume, hopefully correctly, that even though one does not vote, because I was challenged whether I could speak or not, I just want to be clear that even if I'm an LSB member and other LSB members who may listen in on the meetings, the public meetings, that we can command suggestions, although we have no power. Is that still chair?
Bill, you're a member of the board. Please come to the meeting. Please give your input. It's really only strictly for voting. There's no silencing of the membership. We let even folks from the community give input. So do not be deterred. Please come to the meeting.
Can you repeat that? Maybe I should move myself. Say that again, Mr. Chair.
I'm saying do not be deterred. You are welcome at any and all meetings, and that you should express and give input as you see fit. The only purpose of the limitation is for voting, and I will circulate that PNB motion out again for reference for everybody. But you should be able to come and speak freely.
Thank you.
Mike, go ahead, sir. Mike Hirsch, I'm sorry.
Thanks so much, Chair. I'm just wondering if we can, how we're going to enter the vote on the grievance procedure. Are we going to say that was passed by acclamation and then we urge staff to publish that by the end of the month? Is that the correct reading of what we voted on?
Right. So the amended motion was passed without opposition, will be stated, and that the implementation of it should occur by the said date. So that'll be explained to the management.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Thanks, Mike. Robert, close this out, sir.
Real quick. I didn't talk about this the last time it came up, but I want to talk about it now since we're getting into a fresh start. I was a member of the relocation committee, last year. I was a non-voting member for the first portion of the year. And then I became an actual member when people dropped off of the committee. Nobody was ever shut down as a part of the business of the relocation committee. All voices were heard. We met every week except for when the LSB met. And if you were there in the mix, you would know that there are definite uncontrovertible reasons as to why we were unable to come through and move the way we all wanted to. We had places targeted, and I'm not going to say it on the record, but there are definite reasons that had nothing to do with any bit of incompetence or inability to get the job done for the folks on that committee. Kamau did a spectacular job in managing that committee, and we all did our best to try and follow his lead. These were inherent reasons that had to do with the status of our beloved station as we tried to get the job done. And that's it. That's the story. And the record should reflect that to the end of time. So if you want to come and help and show up and help. It'll be welcome. End of story. Thanks, Kamau.
Thank all of you that were on that relocation board, because it made a difference. We have a space until we get another. So I thank you for everything y'all have done. I thank you, LSB members, period, because I've seen a big difference in what you're accomplishing, period.
Thank you, Ellen. Thank you, Robert. All right. Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Hearts and minds clear.
Second.
So moved. All right. Thank you all, and we'll be connecting online and emails, but make sure we get this thing in between the intermittent. The committees are the key. So we'll see you soon, all right? Thanks, Al.
Thank you.
Good night, everyone.
Have a good night.
Good night, all.
Yep.
Night, everyone.
Good night, y'all. Good night, John.